The search for ways to bring the violence in Syria to a negotiated end will be top on the agenda in talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron. 3 days before his Washington trip, Mr. Cameron visited Russian President Vladimir Putin. They discussed a U.S. and Russian proposal to hold talks with all parties to the conflict.
Not just bringing the regime and opposition together at one negotiating table, but Britain, Russia, America, and other countries helping shape a transitional government that all Syrians can trust to protect them.
Mr. Obama spoke earlier in the week about the need for a negotiated settlement.
I think that we have both a moral obligation and a national security interest in A, ending the slaughter in Syria, but B, also ensuring that we've got a stable Syria that is representative of all the Syrian people and is not creating chaos for its neighbors.
Several conditions are essential for peace talks to succeed, according to senior fellow Michael O'Hanlon at Washington's Brookings Institution.
You've got to strengthen the insurgency militarily, strengthen the pressure on Assad militarily, and then also offer a bit of an olive branch to some of the Assad loyalists for what a peace deal and a new government could look like and what the international role might be in upholding it. If you don't do all that, I think these peace conferences, while well-intentioned and not harmful, are pretty unlikely to go very far.
The latest Obama-Cameron meeting, O'Hanlon says, will probably not result in direct U.S. military involvement in Syria.
I don't know that Mr. Obama, with his trillion-dollar deficits that we have to worry about in this country, is looking for much outside activity of a new foreign policy variety. And I'm not sure how much Mr. Cameron's advice would really be all that welcome. But I think Cameron's position is similar. I don't think he's leading a country that particularly wants a highly activist British role in Syria.
White House officials say the U.S. and British leaders will likely also discuss Iran, the stalled Middle East peace process, and next month's G8 summit, which Mr. Cameron will host in Northern Ireland. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.